delegeyim kurgustum bir şey hayrakan. Olgunca taşteyle var men.
20,000 battle-hardened regular army troops are now being deployed to patrol the streets of the United States. FEMA is now building giant camps in every region of the country, and the Congress has introduced bills like the National Emergency Centers Act, H.R. 645, which merges local governments and the police under federal control.
And as we all know that have watched these things, they're ready for the riots, with these detention centers that are being opened up around the country, with state police training for riot control in the event of economic calamity and food riots. They know what's going on and they're prepared for it. So people better also prepare for it themselves. Anyone that's not prepared for what's going to happen, they deserve what they get, because there's enough information out there pointing to the problems. And they should take all precautionary actions.
Next, Obama ordered the Defense Department to issue DOD Directive 1404.10, establishing a 1 million person civilian army under his control. Simultaneously, Obama launched USAservice.org. The new website deceptively masquerades as a federal agency, but in reality is a recruiting tool building a separate, completely private army outside of government that takes orders directly from Obama's controllers. Barack Obama has refused to rescind Presidential Decision Directive 51, signed by George W. Bush. The directive plainly states the president is a dictator and that Congress is ceremonial.
We cannot continue to rely only on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives that we've set. We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
President Obama and his chief of staff, Rahm Emanuel, have repeatedly stated on the record that all Americans below the age of 64 will be forcibly conscripted into federal service.
Citizenship is not an entitlement program. It comes with responsibilities. Everybody somewhere between the ages of 18 and 25 will serve 3 months of basic training and understanding in any kind of civil defense.
Now, it doesn't always have to be service in uniform. One of the things that if you talk to our generals, they are desperate for is a civilian counterpart to our military forces.
So is this compulsory then?
Well,
you have to, in a sense, it's required of everybody, 18 to 25, 3 months. And at some point at that point, you do it. Obviously, I'm not going to say it was perfect legislation. We'll work that process through.
You could do it during a college summer. Right. You could do it after high school.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
Obama's transition site, change.gov, proclaimed that middle school and high school students will be forced to serve the federal government.
Fascism is gutter up, streets up, hooligans, thugs, fervently idealistic students, swarming adolescents, just the kind of thing you see around Obama. The way you get a population to enslave itself when the police and the army are no longer enough to do that. So I think that's if you're a left liberal, it's time to open your eyes to that.
All young Americans between the ages of 18 and 24 will be conscripted into a paramilitary domestic security force. If Obama has his way, adults and seniors will also be forced into other forms of service for the betterment of the homeland. Number three, disarming the American people. Obama operatives in the Congress have introduced more than 10 bills that would end the Second Amendment as we know it. H.R. 1022 would allow the new Attorney General Eric Holder the dictatorial power to ban any gun he wishes at will. In 2008, before the Supreme Court, in the D.C. gun ban case, District of Columbia versus Heller, Holder argued for the complete disarmament of the American people and that only the military should own firearms. H.R. 257 would ban all youth shooting sports, including YMCA and youth Olympic shooting clubs. H.R. 45 would force all gun owners, to undergo federal psychological screening, registration, and testing to keep their firearms. White House Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel has proposed the extrajudicial banning of any American on the fraudulent no-fly list from owning any firearm.
That is, if you are on the no-fly list because you are known as maybe a possible terrorist, you cannot buy a handgun in America.
Over 25,000 Americans are added each month to the no-fly list, which numbers over a million people who have not been charged or convicted of any crime.
It's a case of mistaken identity for a five-year-old boy from Normandy Park. He had trouble boarding a plane because someone with his same name is wanted by the federal government. King 5's Mimi Jung is live at SeaTac Airport to explain. Mimi.
Lori, it's hard to believe that a five-year-old could be considered a threat, but that's exactly what happened here at SeaTac last week when Matthew Gardner showed up for a flight to LAX.
And a friend.
As five-year-olds go, Matthew Gardner is about as harmless as you could get. But when he and his mom checked in for their flight at SeaTac last week, Matthew was considered the criminal.
You're on that no-fly list. Your access to the right firearm is canceled because you're not part of the American family. You don't deserve that right. There is no right to you. You're on that terrorist list.
And even though this Matthew Gardner is only in kindergarten, TSA workers still conducted a full-blown search.
They searched all of our belongings. They took everything apart piece by piece.
Nadia Counter says it wasn't easy being treated as a possible threat to national security.
I picked up my child to give him a hug and tell him, you know, it's okay, we're doing fine. And they reported to me that I was not allowed to touch him. He was a security risk, and they had to re-search me to make sure that I had not obtained any materials from him.
Number four. Massive restrictions on the First Amendment guarantee of free speech. The President, Congress, and the FCC have announced plans to not only curtail speech on talk radio and newspapers, but to also regulate speech on the Internet through the Orwellian named Fairness Doctrine. The Obama machine is also pressuring Congress to pass draconian hate speech laws that will eviscerate the First Amendment. Number five, they plan to further federalize health care so that the government can dictate what kind of care citizens receive. Modeled after the British system, this includes rationing care and restricting what procedures the handicapped and elderly are eligible for. Number six, Obama is already pushing to expand the Department of Defense budget and to station more U.S. troops overseas to encircle Russia, China, Iran, as well as setting up bases in Africa under the pretext of humanitarian aid and dominate and occupy Africa through Africa.
So we're taking your phone call, seeing what you think of Barack H. Obama. Is he a Judas goat? Is he a front man? Is he a betrayer? Let's go to Anthony in Georgia. Anthony, what's your take on Barack Obama?
They put the face of Barack Obama as part of their public relations because it's like the old folk tales about vampires. A vampire cannot force his way into somebody's house. It's against some kind of metaphysical law. So the vampire has to persuade the resident of the household to open the door and invite him in. So they're going to look at the people at Barack Obama, which looks like them, and appears to be on their side. They're going to say, okay, here's my ally. Let me open the door and let me let this person in. And then Barack Obama is just, of course, a front man for the American empire, where he's going to have the entire U.S. Navy, the entire U.S. Army, and the entire U.S. Marines under AFRICOM command. And, of course, he's going to turn it into a new Iraq, and he's going to turn it into a new Afghanistan. Everything, every operation that you see going on in Iraq and Afghanistan is going to propagate to the four countries of Africa. And
well, sir, I agree with you. Sir, I agree with you. They're looking to the people. They see a handsome, smiling African face. You know, he's all, hey, I'm from Kenya. And then it's a total bait and switch. But it's the same thing here in the United States where they would get sellout Native American chiefs to sell out their people. This is the oldest trick in the book. And he can also pacify the most downtrodden minority groups in the United States. And he's saying, hey, get ready for sacrifice. Get ready to lose your standard of living. They're like, yay, I love Obama. They could never get away with this with a John McCain.
Obama basically does a couple of things. One is, again, this idea, kick the Chinese out of Africa. Kick them out of Sudan where they get oil. Kick them out of Zimbabwe where they get raw materials. Start a civil war in Congo, another big source of raw materials. Al-Qaeda, an arm of the U.S. intelligence community, is now active in Algeria, Tunisia, Morocco. You've got a destabilization going on in Kenya around Odinga. That's Obama's cousin. This is a guy who has two children. They're Obama's niece and, well, nephew in a broad sense. And one of them is named Raul, and the other one is named Winnie, after Winnie Mandela, who did the necklacing and political assassinations in South Africa. So this Odinga is essentially a CIA destabilizing operation in Kenya, and he's got a Odinga Islamic alliance to crush the Christians in Kenya, but this also reaches into Ethiopia, it reaches into Uganda, Congo, Tanzania, and a whole bunch of other countries in that region. So all of Africa is a battlefield inflamed between the U.S. and the Chinese, with Obama leading the charge to kick the Chinese out for geopolitical reasons.
Number 7. Radically expand federal control over family farms and ranches through the Animal ID and Premises ID system. Number 8. Accelerate the merger of the United States with Canada and Mexico under the Security and Prosperity Partnership. He is also accelerating the transfer of remaining federal authority to unelected quasi-governmental bodies of the World Trade Organization. Number 9. Obama must convincingly play the part of the president and convince the people of the United States that the buck actually stops with him. This is criminal to the globalist master plan, because in 4 to 8 years, Obama must take the blame, as Bush did, for the New World Order's horrific agenda. At that point, the elite will put a new puppet in the ceremonial superpower and build him up as the savior, only to tear him down again. And so the process is repeated over and over. For their program to work, it is essential for the people not learn that the presidency is now nothing more than fear. Because if they did, people would stop looking at the pawns and start looking for the king. Through the system of deceit, the elite's criminal agenda can continue forever, because the people waste all of their political energy debating the media spectacle instead of investigating the globalist agenda. Number 10, it's Obama's job to sell the public on globalist policies that aren't in the people's best interest, but the overlords and any salesmen. His most important function is to protect the criminal oligarchs from prosecution while they loot the economy worldwide, start new wars, and engage in torture.
They're called Generation O, and they were the key to Barack Obama's White House win.
Barack Obama used the internet like no other candidate before, harnessing the energy of millions of his supporters. But the question now is, what to do with this young, eager, energetic army?
This gives Barack Obama and his administration contact information for so many people, so next time he needs to push his legislation, he can contact all these people.
Kennedy-esque. I feel as though this was like when John F. Kennedy was elected.
Shouting, smiles, tears.
The scope of Obama's victory that was most impressive.
I saw a photograph of Obama playing basketball. And I said, you know what? I see him as a leader, and that's the world. That's in his hands.
Own a piece of history, commemorating the day the world changed forever. His confident smile and kind eyes are an inspiration to us all.
In summation, Barack Obama is a Madison Avenue created fad. All of the crazed Obama worship being pushed by the corporate media is scientifically designed to capture the public in a myth of peer pressure mass euphoria. If the New World Order can just distract the public for a few more years, the elite can finish constructing their police state control grid.
A lot of times, we don't want to know the issue. We don't want to know the issue. We feel, what do you call this thing where you get this false sense of gratification, but because a black man is in office, everything's going to be all right. No, everything's not going to be all right.
Yeah.
until you look into the agenda and what the Democratic Party has been about, is about, and will be about, regardless if Barack Obama is the president or not. And that's real.
Barack Obama is the perfect Trojan horse. He makes the people feel like they finally have a place at the table, even as he betrays them.
I won't have to worry about paying my mortgage.
Oh, it's such a blessing to see you, Mr. President. Thank you for taking time out of your day.
Never in my life would think that this would ever happen.
Sadly, many Obama supporters can't see what's right in front of their faces because they've already invested their very identity in this artificially created cult movement. Throughout history, it has happened over and over again. People turn their intellect...
93.5 CJOY.
Nelson, B.C. here. Listening to The Norm L.
The evidence presented in this film is documented fact.
Alrighty, so the phone number in here is 352-3706. It was a beautiful day today in Nelson. Had to be 11 degrees out there. Alright, about to get away from Alex Jones's little production here and into some organicism-ness with Ill Switch. And start off with some Norm L samples parties, the media, or this produced by Dace back in the day. So, welcome to the Norm L. And beware the tricks.
False flag terror attacks and other crises. Rediscover the Constitution and Bill of Rights. Promote a culture of true liberty. There is a reason the internationalists are attempting to destroy the sovereignty of all 50 states. They know it is one of the biggest threats to their domination.
93.5 CJOY. Actually, that was one I produced. That was me. That was called Tyler CJLY 2, but Dace made the CD for me. All right, back to the show. Ill Switch. I'm the Norm L. Malerma.
like a fucking ass whenever I feel like it.
So, this is the Normal. I'll talk over this part of the track. It's Skins Man with 48 Hours, Murphy's Law. Watch out, there's some swear words, so here we go. We'll be right back. This is Mr. Hyde and Ganja Skank on a normal.
Thank you. set the show. We are learning. Feeding this function so your arm beats stronger. She is breathing. Physically drained, but we alleviate the hunger. We are creator. Wrestling with our fears like the unknown soldier. We are vanity. Separate the demon from the devil inside. Is this insanity? Nerves bound, taut by the frequent recollection. We are easily caught between a chance and a realization. Stop us deceiving. Parasitic nature is the human savior. Manipulation. Fumbling and fussing as we fake behavior. In imitation. Hand in mouth, we know the journey was hard. We are soothing. Sleep is the cure for our next generation. We are hoping. Beyond our fighting with the earth, a kind of solace is found. Can you hear me? Between the seeds and the street, just biologically bound. Is this the future? Our expression of love is like an infinite glance.
This is Martin with a Y, Mark YN, Martin, featuring Space Ape with Is This Insanity? It's a Ben Clark remix off of, the label name is 3024, year 2010, and some humpbacks accompanying Martin featuring Space Ape. I'm the Normel. On the Norm L. Thank you. All right, just got a phone call. Thanks for the phone call out there. 352-3706. In the studio. Got another phone call here. Yeah. Another comment about the humpbacks. So thanks for the phone calls. It's great. Two in a row. Anonymous callers. 352-3706. It's the Normal. Phone call. Someone had to really jet off there. Thanks for the call. And that's three in a row. So three strikes and I'm out. On the Normal. 352-3706 on the studio number. Yeah. A phone call from Dusty Needles here on the Normal. That was caller four in a row. Okay, back to the track. Kid 606 with Sound System of the Dead. Oh my, I have a big correction to make. Correction! That's Kanji Kinetic with Trick Wobbler. Not Kid 606 with Sound System of the Dead, but Kanji Kinetic with Trick Wobbler. The wobbles tricked me on that one. Okay, here we go. We'll be right back.
Established, ground control brings the Voyager 1 safely back to Earth. Steve Austin is sent to the special OSI facility for vital treatment on his bionic system.
Hey, buddy. Merry Christmas, and welcome back to Earth. It's good to be back. That was a smart idea, plugging yourself into the ship's electrical system. It was a miracle.
That's not the only miracle, Steve.
What did you find, Ethel?
It's very exciting. I've decoded the message.
What does it say?
First, let me say that I think it is from a solar system that no longer exists. It might have been a warning sent out by the inhabitants of the system when they realized their sun was going to explode.
You mean the supernova?
That's right, Oscar.
What was the message?
As close as I can interpret, it says, prepare for a new day.
That's all?
Yes. But what is really ironic is that the message is just reaching us now.
What do you mean?
My original theory was right. The supernova occurred exactly 2,011 years ago, on the first Christmas Eve.
Who was talking about miracles?
You're destroying my toys. Who is this madman?
I am Renick, and I am here to make sure no one crosses the picket line.
That's all.
21st century. Ulysses killed the giant Cyclops when he rescued the children and his son Telemachus. But the ancient gods of Olympus are angry and threaten a terrible revenge.
Group will control the world. Major cities will be underwater and you will all be dead.
Pretty sure of yourself.
I have planned this operation very carefully.
Watch out now. So this is the Normal 93.5 in Nelson, BC. Bearing with me here on the Normal, some $6 million man stuff and some Siberian shamanic drumming. And I'll do another Normal sample and then hopefully I can find the disc I was looking for. Otherwise, we'll just find another disc. 93.5, Nelson, BC, Canada. Watch it. Chrome Star off the hook. This is the Normel coming up after dark with Jay. Stick around. Da-da-da.
Yes, We'll be right back. manipulated into enslaving ourselves. We are conned into believing that the establishment is our loving keeper. The New World Order architects are a group of predatory control freaks. We are conned into believing that the establishment is our loving keeper. The New World Order architects.
About a republic, to philosophize about a truly three countries with a republic.
There's a billion people on the planet. It only takes one to change it. Are you the one? There may be everybody in your classroom bugging out. Your whole school may be on fire with kids wild and bringing guns in. But are you the one? Nature has a way of abundance. Nature puts out a lot of stuff looking for the one. So if you're going to go along with the trend of let's just kill each other, let's disrespect each other, then you're part of nature's plan as well to be part of just the excess. But if you think more of yourself than just being the excess, you'll do more for yourself. Are you the one? Everybody's not going to make it.
Has been the Norm L. Thanks for tuning in tonight. Coming up is After Dark with Jay, 93.5 in Nelson, BC. We'll be right back.
threat forecaster I am today because I would have been locked into a culture of thinking one way. We have that freedom of expression and freedom of thought that could free us to create greatness again if Big Brother doesn't come down on us harder.
Humankind is at a historic crossroads. The forces of globalism are marching towards it.